And finally today, over the last 35 years, our next guest and his band have become known for inspirational rock anthems that have filled arenas around the world. But there's a lot about 2020 that feels, well, different. And Jon Bon Jovi and his band are meeting the moment with their latest album, titled, aptly, 2020. On a night like this, one prayer, one wish, step out of the edge, it's worth the risk, life is limitless. That is Limitless from the new album, that tackles many of the issues we've been facing, from racial injustice and mass shootings to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And Jon Bon Jovi is with us now to tell us more. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the new album. I know that 2020 was supposed to have a May release and you were meant to be touring through the spring and summer, but it seems like you used your time well.
Yeah. Truthfully, we had set out to make this record in March of 2019 and went to Nashville with what I thought was the album, but in retrospect was really just the first batch of songs. So because of the pandemic and our being shut down, I had the opportunity to write what became the current single, Do What You Can, and American Reckoning, continued the writing on some of the songs that I thought were finished, and reintroduced this to the band and said, I think now we have something that's very unique. And 2020, here it is.
You know, I think many people know, but just in case everybody doesn't know, you have a whole other life as a, and I'm sure it's a fancy word, but it fits, a philanthropist. I mean, you run a community restaurant. You've been very involved with food insecurity for years now. This is like not a new thing for you. And does that, and I'm only scratching the surface of all the things that you're involved in, but did that influence the work? Did that influence the music?
Well, let me give you a cute story. When COVID hit and we went down to our flagship Soul Kitchen restaurant, I was behind the sink washing dishes and Dorothea, my wife, but unbeknownst to me, snapped a photograph. She wanted to post it and asked me for the caption. What I think she was asking for was the time of the day and the day of the week that we would be open to that in need population. But I just said, if you can't do what you do what you can. The next day when I woke up, I thought, well, there's a Bon Jovi chorus for you. So I sat down to write the song, you know, so out of terrible, things came a great song of inclusion. And the idea was that if you really, truly want to make a difference, it can be as simple as washing a dish or, you know, maybe writing a song. But it depends on what it is that moves you, and know that nothing is too small to start a ripple effect.
We'll play a little bit of that now. Do What You Can, and good. You and I will both try not to cry. How about that?
Honest men and honest women, working for an honest wage. I got a 100-for-1 fever, and we still got bills to pay. When you can't do what you do, you do what you can. This ain't my fear, it's just a thought I'm wanting to send.
I mean, and the video itself, I mean, is did you cry when you watched it? I must have been cutting onions in the kitchen because it was
Thank you, Michelle. I felt proud of it, you know, and having lived through a couple of other milestones in tragedy in and around the New York area, whether it was 9/11 or Superstorm Sandy, now the COVID crisis, when we made that video here, I was in Times Square shooting a scene, and I was all alone with just the film crew, not with the band, not with any people, you know, and there it was out of this moment, I had to try to find some optimism. And trying to find that optimism, that's when we as Americans come together. That's when we get tough. When adversity is in our, you know, in our face, we turn it around and try to come together.
You know, this is your 15th album as a band. Mm. Does it feel different to you? I mean, a lot of people who are writing about it are talking about how it feels more sort of political. I don't think that you feel that way about it, but does it feel different to you?
Sure. At this juncture These were the songs that I chose to write. And they aren't, in fact, political, but they are topical. And if for nothing else, I wanted to cause a conversation on very difficult subjects. And whether it was gun control or soldiers with PTSD or the COVID crises or George Floyd's death, all of this was brought up throughout the course of the record. It's a much different record than Slippery When Wet in 1986, but it should be. It should be. You know, I shouldn't be trying to pretend to be the boy that I was. I think it would be a waste.
Speaking of sparking a conversation, I just want to play a bit from American Reckoning. In it, you do allude to the death of George Floyd and the protests across the country in the wake of his death and others. I'll just play a little bit of that now.
Goddamn those 8 long minutes, lying face down in cuffs on the ground. Bystanders pleaded for mercy as one cop shoved the kid in the crowd. When did a judge and a jury become a badge and a knee on the streets?
You know, it is like so many of the songs on this album. It's so lovely to listen to, you know, as a musical experience. It's so lovely. And but the message is a hard one. I mean, it's for some people, it's going to be a harsh meal. And I'm just wondering if you're hearing from people who perhaps aren't interested in hearing this from you. I mean, in the end chorus, for example, you encourage your audience to stay alive, shine a light, use your voice, and remember me.
Yes, it was the call to action. Isn't that what BLM is all about? It's use your voice and shine a light on this so that we can move on in our American reckoning. Not an easy song for me to write. If I didn't understand white privilege before, I certainly understood it now. I was very careful writing each and every line to make sure it was either factual or personal. And I said very hard and harsh lyrics because they were truthful. And so I hope that American Reckoning did the movement justice and the memories of all of those lives lost justice, because I'm proud of the song.
You just said something earlier I wanted to pick up on, where you said that if you didn't understand white privilege before, you certainly do now. Is there something that opened that door for you?
I was aware of it because of the 15 years in the foundation. Whether we'd built houses in Newark or Camden or Philadelphia or Georgia or California, whether we have fed people for 10 plus years in the restaurants, there have been people of all walks of life. And so I got that. I also have known that my position now, I fit as, I could be the poster boy for white privilege, a white, older, affluent male who happens to also be a celebrity. Believe me, I love the police. I love our firemen, and I love all the emergency workers who have gone and run into the buildings. But I did understand that factually speaking, if I'm going to get pulled over by the police, chances are I'm going to be like entering the entourage to get into the motorcade that goes into the stadium. You know, it's like, it really doesn't happen all that often. And when it does, I'm pretty blessed. So I've never had to have the talk, you know, and so I wrote that. I've never had to have the talk. But unfortunately, many fathers do.
How do you feel now that you kind of got it all down? Not all of it, but you got a lot down. How do you feel?
I'm very proud of it. Like I said, I worked very hard on the album, and I'm not concerned with it doesn't get on radio station X because, you know, of whatever selfish reason. I'm sorry. I can't do that. That shouldn't be how art is judged. You know, it's what did you say, and was it truthful?
Word just came from upstate Joe. Lower the flag again.
That's Jon Bon Jovi. The new album, his 15th with the band, is out now. Jon Bon Jovi, thanks so much for talking to us. I hope one day we get to see you in person.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time, and thanks to your listeners. Appreciate it.
Soon the brass will offer up their thoughts and prayers.